My name is Kathleen Winter. I'm an epidemiologist with the California Department of Public Health. This morning I'm going to talk about pertussis in infants in California, specifically understanding the disparity among Hispanics. Infants younger than 4 months of age are at greatest risk of severe disease and death from pertussis. And for more than a decade, Hispanic infants have had an increased risk when compared to other racial and ethnic groups. Numerous studies have shown that the source of infection for most infants is household members, including a recent study in Oregon showing that increased household size was a risk factor for pertussis among infants younger than 6 months of age. In our study, we explore possible reasons for the overrepresentation of Hispanics among infants with pertussis. Data from the U.S. Census show that Hispanic households are larger than other racial and ethnic groups. Therefore, we hypothesize that infants with older siblings were at greater risk of pertussis. And in California, Hispanic mothers are also younger than non-Hispanic mothers. Therefore, we hypothesize that infants born to younger mothers are at greater risk of pertussis. We conducted a case control study using birth certificate data from the 2013 and 14 California birth cohorts. Our cases were 755 infants who were reported with pertussis prior to 4 months of age, and they were identified through a linkage of surveillance and birth record data. Controls were 993,000 uninfected infants who survived to at least 4 months of age, and we excluded any infants with a birth weight of less than 500 grams or gestational age of less than 24 weeks. We compared infant and maternal characteristics between cases and non-cases, and we stratified by Hispanic ethnicity and constructed three multivariate models to evaluate independent risk factors. Among all infants, those with pertussis were more likely to be preterm or to have been born with low birth weight. Mothers were almost three times more likely to be Hispanic and less likely to be Asian or Pacific Islander. Case mothers were younger, but also more likely to have more prior births and to have been covered by Medicaid insurance for their prenatal care. There was no difference observed between cases and non-cases for infant sex, mother's nationality, and the number of prenatal visits. In the multivariate model, there was still an increased risk for infants born to Hispanic mothers, though the magnitude of association was lessened. And additionally, infants with teenage mothers who were 18 years of age or younger had twice the risk of pertussis, and infants with older siblings were at increased risk, with a dose response observed for each additional sibling. Infants whose mothers had four or more prior births had almost four times the risk of pertussis compared to firstborn infants. Also, infants whose mothers were covered by Medicaid were at greater risk of pertussis. When stratifying for Hispanic ethnicity, Hispanic case infants were more likely to have been preterm or have low birth weight. Hispanic case mothers were less likely to have been from Central or South American. And following the same trend, Hispanic mothers of case infants were younger, but also more likely to have had prior births and more likely to have had Medicaid insurance. And there was no association between infant sex, mother's nationality, and the number of prenatal visits on risk of pertussis. In the multivariate model, Hispanic case infants who were preterm or had a teenage mother or who had older siblings or Medicaid were all at increased risk of pertussis. And again, you can see this dose response for each additional sibling. When looking at non-Hispanics, infants born to Asian or Pacific Islander mothers or who were born outside of the United States were at lower risk of pertussis. And similar to the Hispanic trends, infants born to teenage mothers or who had older siblings or were covered by Medicaid were at increased risk. In the multivariate model of non-Hispanic mothers and infants, mothers' nationality, age, and number of prior births remained independently associated with infant risk of pertussis, and again, the magnitude increased with the additional siblings. Increased maternal parity was significantly associated with increased risk of pertussis among infants of all racial and ethnic groups, and a dose response was observed for additional prior live births. Teenage mothers of all racial and ethnic groups were more likely to have an infant with pertussis, and Hispanic infants on Medicaid were at greater risk. And the risk of pertussis among Hispanic infants was lessened after adjusting for maternal age, parity, and payer. In conclusion, maternal age and parity are both independent risk factors for pertussis across racial and ethnic groups, and these factors largely explain the increased risk observed among Hispanic infants. More data are needed to determine why infants born to teenage mothers are at greater risk, It's possible that mothers who never received whole cell vaccine and were primed only with DTaP, as these mothers likely would have been, may transfer lower levels of transplacental antibodies to their infants. Or it could be that teenage mothers have more social or household contacts, or less likely to receive Tdap. Thank you.